Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I were to give advice to you and your family and your friends of your family, I would say that's the safest bet to do, to listen to the recommendations from that category of people. But it's entirely understandable how the public can get mixed messages and then get a bit confused about what they should do.
I want everyone to know, I want every citizen to know that we're using the full power of the federal government.
Pay attention to what's being told, and there's things that are going one direction, and they come back in another direction. I mean, listen, there's only so much that you can do to look into what's happening with these states, the 22 states that are on quarantine watch, and decide. It's like masking, to mask up or to not mask up, and how that's become so politically charged, which I don't get. I just don't get it, because if it's not a big deal, why not do it? If it's gonna give you, I don't care how much of a percentage to possibly survive this thing, not give it to someone, whatever, why not do it? Because really, are you hanging out that much? Are you hanging out at the local bar? Most of them are closed. We can't even go to them. So the fun, cool stuff that we used to do with our posse, our pals, our peeps. Do you like that? I didn't even really come up with that. That just fell out of my mouth. Sometimes I can rhyme. Just one at a time. But we're not doing that. So what's the big deal? If you're going to run into the store, big whoop. Put on the little paper mask, or put on the mask you have. I mean, somebody wants to make a buck off you with these masks, by the way. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope wherever you are listening to me, whatever nook, cranny, crevice, canyon, you're doing well. I wish that for everybody, and I appreciate all your well wishes, as I've gotten many, many emails from you asking about how my health is, worrying about what's happening in the great state of Texas. That is my adopted home state. I've lived all over this great nation. I love it. I've talked about that before. I feel so fortunate to be that kind of person that had that nomadic interest in seeing everything, that curiosity, and getting a chance to sample so much of this wonderful, wonderful country. And I miss it. I miss being able to do that. I gotta tell you that. So 22 states I mentioned with the cold quarantine watch. It's really the familiar ones that we keep talking about. Governor Andrew Cuomo is kind of pushing the envelope, up in the ante. It's not really pushing the envelope. He's up in the ante is a better way to say that. On the quarantine advisory, he's requiring travelers from hotspots to submit a form with their information and where they're going to spend their 14-day isolation, because he doesn't trust us. He doesn't trust us to do it on our own, to circumvent it. And if you don't do it, it's a $2,000 fine, and they're going to find you. And trust me, New York will find you. I used to work there. They will find you. Four more states, by the way, were added to the tri-states quarantine restriction list. You want to know if you're on that list? Of course you do. New York added New Mexico, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Ohio. But they're taking people off the list. It's kind of like going to an exclusive club and you're waiting in line and finally they lift the rope and you get in. Delaware came off, so they're not considered a hotspot anymore. But the restricted folks are Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Nevada, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. Whew, I'm exhausted. But that's what's happening. And that's happening in other spots, too, as well, because we saw, of course, what happened in New York, and he's saying, look, we don't want to go through that again. All right, the numbers are this. 138,000 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus. there have been 348 confirmed cases, and the number that I always love the most, and I say it all the time, of the CDR, it's the confirmed, the deaths, the recovered, is that number. And it's 1.3 million. Nothing I like better than to see somebody get out of a situation where it looked dire. Or they just quarantined, got through it, had a few bumps, and they were one of the lucky ones. Whatever it might have been for them, whatever that description is. But either way, they're on that other list. That's the much better list to be on. So Florida's highest one-day death toll, a lot of conversation about that because of the surge. They're having problems with hospitals and having enough room at some of the hospitals. The new deaths raised the state's seven-day average to 81 per day. That doubles the figure of 2 weeks ago. It's now the second highest in the United States behind Texas. The good news is there was some good news about the experimental vaccine developed by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's part of this whole thing, who is the U.S. government's top, I call him the top doc, infectious disease expert, said no matter how you slice this, this is good news. And that's what they're saying, that they've announced the vaccine that the people tested, it's worked to boost the patient's immune system. So we want to hear more of that. There's 30,000 people starting on July 27th. They're going to go through the final testing of the vaccine to prove if the shots really work in preventing infection. So this is good. There was 45 volunteers in March, and they've got the data from that. The data looked good. And now moving to this really, really big, big, big phase, and it can't come soon enough with the virus spreading like wildfire in southern and western parts of the U.S. You know, of course, the outbreak is worrisome, and it's about how do you safely reopen? What do you do? What do you do when you have a single parent home and that parent has to work and they can't not work, and if they don't work they have one of those jobs where they have to go to it? What happens economically? And just lots of questions for people and hard answers sometimes in trying to figure this out. In Florida, they predicted more deaths, as have been reported. They've surged from about 2,000 a day to a daily average about 11,000 a day of cases. They had that record on Sunday, so cases, 15,000 on Sunday, yeah. On Tuesday, 9,194. I have a lot of friends and family. There's listeners in Florida, and it's tough because it's little pockets and conversations, and somebody that you didn't expect has it, and how do they get it? I mean, I say this show is about what's buzzing in my backyard and your backyard, and whether you're listening to us in Tucson or whether you're listening to us in Connecticut or you're listening to us in Tampa, you're listening to us in, you know, Portland, you're listening to us in Brownsville, wherever it is, Ottumwa, Iowa, West Virginia, there is some part of the conversation, and so many people, we want to move beyond constant COVID. I totally get that. But there's some part of the conversation at some point it comes up that, oh, yeah, three streets over, boom, happened. Unexpected, this happened. Oh, I have a great nephew, this happened. I have a nephew, I have a, you know. It's starting to be, because there's more cases, that everybody knows somebody that has been touched by the coronavirus. I'm hoping that's not any of you listening right now. We're jumping in numbers. What's going on? 3 days in a row, that Navy ship on fire in San Diego. Wow.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you don't know the time.
So beautiful, but yet so smoky, so sad. As somebody who's married to an ex-Navy guy who was on a ship, more than 400 sailors are working to put out still that massive fire that continues to rage aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego, and they're saying it's unclear how long it might continue to burn. It's been like 3 days. The fire brought down the assault ship's forward mast, and it caused other damage to think of a ship, the superstructure that rises above its flight deck. And you just see the smoke billowing out. And there's just all this heat underneath where it's flashing up and it's forward, it's closer to the bow again. There's the heat source, that's what they're trying to get to. And the temperatures in the fire's heat sources are reaching as high as 1,000 degrees. And sailors are rotating in on 15-minute firefighting shifts. So you heard what I just said. 15-minute firefight. It's so dangerous that they can't possibly withstand it more than that. And they think the ship can be saved, and they're giving their all to do it, but the fire is continuing to cause damage to the superstructure, like I said. And it's brought down one of the two masts, so that's never good, because you think of the system and what that means on that boat. And, of course, there were people that were injured after it started on Sunday. And there's exhaustion, smoke inhalation. Really sad to see this. I have been by those ships in my lifetime probably 20 times, either jogging by them, going on them for something, to celebrate somebody. It's just a wonderful, wonderful area to see, frankly, swell with Navy pride. And just where it is, just, amazing. And not so amazing, though, to see what they have to do to try to keep this ship alive. And they're continuing to do it. I mean, you know, they're continuing to fight it and do everything they can. And the San Diego community would look like, you know, it's just a billow of black smoke. And apparently now it's gotten better. I checked before I cracked open the mic, but when I say gotten better, it's far from over, let's put it that way. And it's about just keeping on top of it and doing those shifts. And they've made significant progress against the fire, but there's still some more to go. The concern was the 1 million gallons of fuel on board. So when you have an active fire, even if it's, now, just smaller embers, I'll call it, it's still dangerous. And they're thinking it could be out within the next maybe 15 hours or so is the latest I got. 15 hours. So, woohoo, that's the good news, if you could say good news on that one. And they, again, hope to save the ship, but it's going to take a long time. It's going to take a while, at least 6 to 8 months before it would be worthy of going into, you know, going to, into sea again, that's for sure. Ghislaine Maxwell denied bail because, of course, you know, her hookup with Jeffrey Epstein. She's the girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein. She pled not guilty to charges by the New York federal prosecutors that she helped recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse minors as young as 14. She dressed, because this, they made such a big deal about this. Do we care how she dressed? But she dressed in a brown crew neck prison shirt. Her dark hair was pulled into a bun, and she fidgeted while they were rejecting the arguments that she should be granted bail. And why? Because she's a flight risk. Are you kidding me? The woman is creepy. She's a monster. She's elusive. Ugh, they need to nail her. I like her lawyer says, she's not Jeffrey Epstein. No, she just supplied all the girls and went after them and did these allegedly nefarious things to set him up in the lifestyle he was accustomed to for decades. So we'll see where that goes. And that's a case that is heavily followed. But, yeah, $5 million? No. You're not getting any bail. So just get comfortable where you are. Have enough money that you can use it in the commissary and focus on that and just keep your head down, because I think there's a lot of people that are not too happy about her being in the situation where she is. But again, denied bail. This was an interesting story, a very sad story. And for the people listening to us in West Virginia, you know this story all too well. There's this former nursing assistant at a veteran affairs facility there that admitted in federal court on Tuesday she injected elderly patients with lethal doses of insulin. So, you know how many she killed? 7. Retta Mays, a former healthcare worker at this Louis Johnson Veterans Affairs Medical Center, that's the specific one, was in the courtroom, acknowledged she was pleading guilty to 8 felonies. And she was reprimanded to the custody of the marshals, the U.S. Marshals, after the hearing. It was streamed on Zoom. She's in jail until sentencing. And, I mean, she worked on the overnight shift, and that's when she dosed the people and treated them that way, and that was it. And none of them, this is the creepy part even, I mean, it's creepy, period. Creepy, period, wrong, everything. Sad. But none of them were even close to death. They weren't even, some of them weren't even diabetic. And this happened from July 2017 through June 2018. That's it. That's what had happened. And they did an investigation and finally were able to, you know, to nail her. And there was a doctor at a VA in Clarksburg, West Virginia, that reported his concern about the death of these patients, especially because they were non-diabetic, and it didn't make any sense. And then that opened up the investigation, and it didn't take long before they were able to figure the whole thing out. I mean, it's shocking. At the hands of a nursing assistant who's entrusted with being compassionate and helping them, and I mean, it's tragic and heartbreaking, and imagine the families. The people are relatively healthy, and then all of a sudden you're getting a call that they died? Ugh. All right, when you think Ford Bronco, what do you think? I know what you're thinking. I think I know what you're thinking. You're thinking OJ and the Bronco chase, maybe? You're thinking, oh, I used to have a Ford Bronco? I used to have a Ford Bronco, and I can remember riding it in the mountains in Colorado when I lived in New Mexico. Well, it's been 25 years since the last Ford Bronco was made. I can't believe it. But they're bringing the brand back. Three new off-road-oriented kind of SUVs under the Bronco name. At an online event on Monday, they introduced, and I saw it, the 2021 Broncos. Pretty sweet looking, I have to say. They have two- and four-door versions. I'm not doing a commercial for them, but I just think it's interesting because in the pandemic, you know, what was retro and gone is now coming back. And why is that? Because people are trying to get out, and they're getting further away from civilization, and it's an off-road vehicle, right? It's rugged. So that's what people are doing. They're doing the off-roading thing, and it can handle it with the suspension it has, etc. So, wow. It's like RVs, the new rage, RVs. You can rent, and I've talked about this before, you can rent RVs. I mean, really nice RVs that fit all kinds of people, or smaller RVs, older RVs. And for not as much as you, it might seem like it would cost a lot, for not as much as you would think. It's surprising. And there are some interesting stories that have popped up since it's made this comeback in 2020. I mean, it's you know, the traveling home. And for summertime travel, it's the alternative way with COVID-19. Renting the RVs, because you could go to a park, so you could just travel and stay in your RV, get out and hike, fish, whatever it is. And I think that we're going to see more and more of that. It's certainly through the rest of this summer and probably next summer too, as well. And there may be more people buying RVs and living in the RVs or traveling more in the RVs, you know, etc. But make sure you practice if you get, like, this isn't a lecture either, but make sure you practice. Like, I always think I can handle whatever it is. Give me the horsepower, no problem, or I can maneuver something that's big and looks like it might be more complicated. Uh-huh. But then you realize, oh, do I have the clearance for that? Yeah. Stay with us. We're going to Australia next.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are now 3.4 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States, and the death toll has topped 136,000. Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Georgetown University that teens and young adults need to take the pandemic seriously.
Individuals, mostly young people, were seen at bars, congregated in crowded places, many of them without masks, which really adds fuel to the fire. So our challenge today and tomorrow and next week is to try and contain these outbreaks and get us back on the track of being able to not only contain but also to open safely.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been admitted to the hospital. She's being treated for a possible infection after experiencing fever and chills. This is USA Radio News. A new report says that only 75% of American adults are wearing facial coverings when out in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This according to a survey released by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Facial coverings have become a politically divisive issue as states have started to relax social distancing measures put in place to contain the new coronavirus. The agency first recommended the use of facial coverings or masks on April 3rd as part of an effort to contain the spread of the virus. Several states, New York among them, have since mandated the use of coverings in public spaces, including supermarkets and pharmacies where social distancing may be difficult. All scientific evidence to date has indicated that wearing a mask does help prevent the spread of COVID-19. According to the survey, mask wearing remains the most prevalent in the northeastern part of the United States. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I wish I was invincible, a warrior, superhero. I wish sometimes I didn't care. I'd dance like there was no one there.
I'll tell you what, it's fate that I am speaking to our next guest. His name is Paul Brown, and he combines his love for history, genealogy, and takes us back in time where time will leave you. I'm telling you, you will not be able to put really down either one of his books, but specifically we're going to talk about the second book, Winter of Red. Paul, thank you so much for coming on Author's Corner.
Hi, Kate. Lovely to be here.
So let's talk about, you know, the introduction. I'm teasing people and saying, but it's true, you love history and you're using your genealogy and you're going way, way, way back. Where are you taking us? What kind of journey in your book?
Well, I'm actually taking you back to the middle of the 17th century in the time of the English Civil War. But whenever I say that, people go, oh, history, yeah. But it's more than that. It's I'm taking you back to, I suppose, you're going to be walking the moors of Yorkshire. You're going to be traveling with the Parliamentarian Army. You're going to be building roadworks in Tadcaster. There's also going to be, you're going to be involved in a love story, you know, a very tumultuous love story where two people love each other and because of their social position, can't really get together. And then there's, I don't want to give too many spoilers away, but that's where you're going.
Wow. So when you were doing this and putting it together, how did this all pour out of your head? Because you have an interesting background, including coaching. And how do you take what you do for a living and then become this really prolific writer? Because I think you have the goods. I mean, you're descriptive. Your characters are interesting. Your historical references are accurate. And like I said, you just fall into an escape when you read this book. So how did that happen?
Oh, thanks very much, Kate. I really appreciate that. How does it happen? Look, I've just got a great love of history. It all started probably about 5 years ago when I actually started writing a family history for my children. Growing up, I never really knew too much about my family history, and nor did my father. All he knew was that his father was a British Army gunner in the First World War. And I thought to myself, well, I don't want to. I don't want anything to happen to me and for my kids, my three children, not to know about our family history and where we came from and blah blah blah. So I spent 6 months developing a family history. Wrote a 400-page, I suppose, A4 document about it, and I actually traced it right back to 1590 to my great great grandfather, times 10, by the name of a guy by the name of Thomas Rushworth. And through that investigation and through that research, I actually found out that all of my ancestors actually come from a very, very small town in Yorkshire called Haworth. And, the whole family stayed there until about the early 1800s when my great-grandfather moved from Haworth to another town called Denham. And I suppose finding all that out sort of like spurred this interest in, you know, my God, what was it like living back then? You know, Thomas Rushworth was a peasant farmer. I actually found a document that where is a copy of what they called a copy holder to Lord Birkhead, who lived in the manor in house, and just this intense drive to sort of like find out more, and then sort of like I thought, well, after I ran, I thought to myself, what can I do? What was it like for him in those times? And, with my second novel, Winter of Red, I've actually sort of like just continued on that generational, story. And this one takes place in the time of the English Civil War, but it's not about the war. It's more about how the circumstances in that time actually affected my family. And there's adventure, history, there's a love affair, there's births, there's deaths, there's fires, and it's all historically accurate. So, sorry, getting back to your question, just that love of history and finding out what I did, and then realizing, especially through the first novel, that I can actually do this, I can actually write this novel. And, of course, I wrote the second one, now moving on to the third.
And so in your family, I mean, wow, that's incredible, first of all, how far you went back and the fact that you put together the 400 pages of the history, then it makes sense. You have that, and then you're weaving characters together for a novel. Family-wise, were they pretty excited when you wrote first your first book and then the second?
Oh, yeah. When I wrote the family history, they said, yeah, all right, Dad, yeah, whatever. and then I ended up writing this second one, this Winter of Red, and my two daughters read it. My son started reading it, and they basically say to me, Dad, where did this come from? They asked exactly the same question as what you did. Where does it come from? And I say, I don't know. I don't plan anything. I research a lot. It's more my imagination than anything. And what I do is I write in such a way that's very, very descriptive. And when people read the novel, it's actually like placing them in the time and in the place. And they actually walk the moors of Yorkshire. They actually fall in love with the character that my great great uncle falls in love with. They actually cry, they laugh, they battle the plague, they battle thievery, all that type of thing.
Wow, and I said this to you when we were speaking off the air. Usually you fall in love with a character, you just like the character, a bunch of them that you're writing. And I think, and I said this, I think you have a favorite one. Who's your favorite character?
Well, definitely John Hargreaves. So he's just a bit of a rogue. You know, he's got long hair, a beard, lives in a cottage out in the moors. And he drinks too much. He's got a wicked sense of humour. But even though people sort of like, I suppose to a certain extent, there's many layers to him because on the outside you see this rough, simple man. But he actually, in certain circumstances, actually becomes a hero. So I don't want to give too much away, but
interesting.
Yeah.
Layers, he has definite layers. If somebody's listening to us all, I mean, this show's heard around the world and definitely in the United States from coast to coast. And people that listen to my show are like you and me. They like, a lot of them like history. Many of them are readers because I certainly talk about other things, but it's a very special thing to be in Author's Corner. So what do you hope that people take away from reading your books?
I suppose my novels are sort of like when you first see the cover, you think, oh, it's a history. I'm not really involved in history. I'm not really into it. I suppose it's more than that. It's the characters. It's sort of like their life. It's like the complications that they had to deal with. Back in 1650 with the Civil War going on and how they survive and how they make ends meet and how they, how they live from one day to the next. And obviously all of those complications of being a peasant farmer living on the moors of Yorkshire. And I suppose once you get away, even though obviously this historical part of it is a great backdrop, it's more about the story of the people and the time and I suppose the Yorkshire Moors is the setting.
And I want to make sure I tell everyone you can get Paul Brown's book, Winter of Red. You can pick that up on Amazon, as well as his first book, Skullduggery, as well. And I think there's more to come. You're going to write some more, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm already put about five chapters into my third one, which is going to be called Dream of Courage. And the characters are a little bit different. The time setting is probably a number of years forward. I'm right into it. I had a bit of writer's block over the last couple of days, but now I'm back into it. I just woke up this morning, had a eureka moment, and it's going to be about witchcraft and dealing with that really important time in history where, England was a republic. That's like America under Oliver Cromwell and all of those sort of like, characters and how they have to deal with that and how, grain, it was probably the first, capitalist moment in English history out of the feudalism system. So, yeah, there's a lot of things happening, but once again, it's not going to be about the history. It's going to be about the characters and the things they have to deal with and the excitement of the adventure and all that type of thing that makes the novel.
Absolutely. And I said that you have such a gift and you need to share that with the world. And I'm glad you did. And the book that we talked about mostly focused on today is Winter of Red, and Skullduggery is the other one. How do you say it with your accent? Skullduggery, right?
Skullduggery.
Yep. Skullduggery. I love that title. I love both of the titles. As soon as I saw the first one, I thought, oh boy, I know where you can go with this one. This is great, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, people can get your books on Amazon, right?
Oh, definitely. And it's in most bookshops and, most popular book distributors. But thank you, Kate. Wonderful interview. I really appreciate your time. And yes, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Snow is a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team and is a well-renowned social engineer or ethical hacker. She uses her skills to help people stay protected and informed. Thank goodness for that. And we are thrilled to have her with us because what a perfect time to talk about what is going on with COVID-19 and all the scammers that are out there. And IBM Security and Morning Consult just did a 2020 Consumer and Small Business COVID-19 Awareness Study, and some of it was pretty frightening. I just was reading that the other day. Snow, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about scammers and who are they targeting and, of course, why?
So since this pandemic has started, it's really impacted everyone, especially consumers and small business owners. They're constantly being bombarded with changing information from stimulus checks to stay-at-home orders, small business loans, and even the promise of vaccines. And because of this, scammers are targeting them by playing off of their fear and confusion. And since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic, IBM X-Force saw a 6,000% increase in COVID-19-related spam.
Wow. That's a lot. So what do they look like? What do the COVID-19-related scams look like? How can we tell?
Yeah, so the scam scams have really ranged from emails impersonating major banks like American Express and Wells Fargo, all the way to claiming to be the SBA and even the WHO. So an example of one that we've seen, it pretends to be a major bank, and in the email it says that you've received your stimulus fund credit, but to authorize this and to get your money, you have to first verify yourself. So if you click a link, it takes you to a website that looks almost identical to your bank's login. And if you were to give them your username and password and try to log in, the attackers would then have access to the information, and they could log into your bank and do things like empty out your account or do a wire transfer on your behalf.
Oh, that's scary. And I can see, I mean, they're clever at disguising it, so it looks real. You're rushing around, and boom, you go for it, especially when you talk about a stimulus because you want the money.
Absolutely. And attackers they've been really smart. They're paying attention to current times, and they're adjusting as things change. So it makes it a lot harder.
All right, once again, we're speaking with Snow, and she's an expert at this kind of stuff. So what about phone calls? Because there's text and phone calls, too, correct?
Absolutely. So one of the things to think about with phone calls is attackers can change their caller ID to look like anything they want, such as an IT department or a bank. So that's a tactic that they're really good at using, is calling you from a number that appears to be legitimate and maybe ask you to verify your information or supply some type of account information or banking information. And that's a pretty clever tactic because it looks legitimate.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, it's about the awareness. And, Snow, you're a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team. Tell us what that's about.
So we are a group of hackers, and I specifically am a social engineer, which is another word for, like, a modern-day con artist. But me and my team, we test networks, people, buildings, and we try to break into them to find any vulnerabilities for our clients before bad guys do. So our job is to think like a criminal, with the end goal of keeping our clients safe.
I love that. So how do you get into that? So you were obviously very good at what you did. You knew how to think of all the angles, and you must brainstorm on them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a very talented team of people, and we all collaborate together. But I actually have an interesting background. My background is special effects makeup, and I'm able to leverage that into some of the work I do. So if we do go on site to a client and are actually trying to break into their facility, we can do things like disguises and things like that. So it's really fun to be able to leverage another skill set I have into what I do.
Boy, no kidding. Well, I've got to ask you this. Consumers, small businesses, what can we do to protect ourselves?
One of the biggest things I like to tell people is to slow down. Right now, because of the pandemic, a lot of people are feeling rushed and, you know, they're really scared, but you just have to slow down. Or if you're on your phone, it's a small screen, so it's really hard to see all of the details. And make sure you question things. If an email or call, you know, look or feel shady, they probably are. And the other thing is to go to the website directly. So let's say you receive an email that might be your bank. Instead of clicking on links or opening attachments, go to their website directly. More times than not, they have this information on the homepage or link to an FAQ page where you can get tons of information. And then the last thing I'd like to suggest is enable multi-factor authentication. This is really just an extra security layer. So instead of logging in with just your username and password, you also have an additional piece of information you have to enter, like a code from a text message. That way, if attackers do have your username and password, they can't log in without that extra code.
Oh, that is so, so good. Well, I think it's so interesting what you do, Snow. And one last thing, where can listeners go for more info on this?
Absolutely. So for more information, listeners can go to ibm.com/COVID-19.
All right, perfect. Snow, keep doing what you're doing. Wow, so intriguing. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. How interesting is that when you think about what she's doing? And Snow mentioned some things, like you look at these alleged emails from the IRS, and 35% of the respondents to that awareness study that I mentioned expect to hear communications from the IRS by mail. And despite all the warnings from the IRS and from various law enforcement agencies and anybody you can think of connected to the security community, the IRS is never going to email you about your tax filing. So just put that in your head. Plant that in your head. You're not going to get an email on it. And if you do, it is a scam. They are phishing. They are looking for you. So here's something else pulling out of our conversation. You look at small business owners and this confusion that's kind of all over the place. Only 14% of small business owners feel like they're knowledgeable about the process to get across to get access to the government's small business loan relief program. We just had more money put into that, so a second layer of that, right? And despite the guidance that's out there that's offered all over the place, again, going, as Snow said, going directly to the site, I guess she's right. It's the cycle of being so fast to quickly react and do things that we're not paying attention. We're not thinking that it's any kind of clickbait or any of that kind of stuff. And, of course, the stimulus checks and COVID-19, it's a disaster for this. Testing is, you know, it's become the perfect clickbait. And on that survey, over half of the people responded, so they would click on links or open attachment in emails, any of the emails they got that pertain to their stimulus check eligibility. And again, it looks so real, so once you click on it, boom, they are in. So somebody who's trying to get you, and that's why this team that they have, the IBM X-Force Red Team, I mean, how clever is that? How smart? Because they're trying to stay ahead of the game to think of what a criminal would do and what is it that they would put out there to try to pull you in, what kind of scam. And because we're in unprecedented times, in uncharted waters especially, but always, I shouldn't say always, but mostly it's connected scams really get life when they're connected to panic and fear. And then particularly when there's something that happens that's devastating to people, and obviously COVID-19 falls into that category with the rampant unemployment and people waiting for stimulus checks, like we said, or waiting to apply for loans, any of that kind of thing. And, of course, this is so, so key. I can't say it enough because I know people that I think are super smart. Two people in my world that got sucked into a scam, and it was related to the IRS and their business. And because it was a business thing and they were going through with the IRS what they were doing with the business, they didn't realize that this was phony. And unfortunately, it took them down a very, very scary, scary path. So, so glad that Snow joined us to talk about what they're doing. And as part of that ethical hacking team, the insights that they are out there providing, you know, to protect consumers and small business owners from cyber criminals, you know, while being up on everything that we need to know during the pandemic. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Mahalo. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.